This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Tyrus.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Trey Gowdy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, December 4th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. This week, we're teaming up with Fox Business to take a more in-depth view of the rise of AI and how it's about to change the world as we know it. Already, artificial intelligence is used in so many of the things we do, and companies continue to find even more uses for it. As that happens, though, experts are raising the alarm that we may be risking machine replacing man. And in so many instances, for some, they feel like that reality is growing even closer.
We will have these big transportation vehicles that will be operated with no human beings at all. And what do you think about that? Well, as I say, some say, hey, I think that's the future. Others say, well, I'm not so sure that that's a great idea.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You picture the driver of an 18-wheel big rig rolling down the highway, maybe a dog in the passenger seat, chatter over the CB, and nothing but the open road. Trucking is big business here in the United States, and although we aren't currently seeing much in terms of autonomous drivers, the use of AI is directly affecting truck drivers.
This isn't the type of artificial intelligence that actually drives the truck without a driver, but it uses a lot of AI software.
We're speaking about that today with Fox Business Network correspondent Ashley Webster.
It uses facial recognition for the driver. It has evaluating programs where it will evaluate the driver's readiness, the driver's behavior. It can scan the environment around us. It can monitor traffic lights, road signs, construction signs, all of this is fed back in real time to an operations center. And we're in a truck now on Interstate 4 in Central Florida, but back at HQ, they can actually pick up our truck. They can look inside the cab. They can look forwards down the road. They can also use diagnostics to tell you everything about how the truck is operating, how much gas is in the tank, how much air are in the tires even. And all of this designed for safety. And it's quite remarkable the efficiency of this program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm wondering what they're hoping to gain by all this because, you know, the truckers have their logs that they write in with how much sleep they've gotten, and they can report how much gasoline is left in the vehicle, how much diesel is left there. But if you can get more exact figures on those numbers, you'd think that'd be better business-wise on top of the safety factor, Ashley.
Absolutely right. In fact, the days of log riding in these types of vehicles, and increasingly so, are long gone. There are no logs. Everything is done online. There's an app that each driver has where he logs in when he starts the day. All of the information that you would have used pen and paper for is now already in the computer and being evaluated. And this software can actually tell a driver, look, we've seen the weather ahead. We think it'd be best if you stop for now. So that's what we're telling you to do. But ultimately, it saves money. It's more efficient. And one factor that I haven't talked about is the fact that every trip is recorded. The video is recorded. And if there's ever a problem with a fraudulent accident claim, for instance, they would have all of that incident on the tape, so to speak. I guess it's on digital now. But it's another way that trucking companies are saving money. Florida, in particular, where I am, is very prone to fraudulent claims. And so that alone pays for the cost of the software, according to the trucking company owner that I spoke to. But it also helps to reduce insurance rates for the trucking company because accident rates have come down. And they like the fact that these this AI software is being used, so they save money on insurance as well.
So a number of different money-saving things to be gained from this. Very interesting there. Now, Ashley, something I caught on to that you mentioned earlier was that there was a camera that was monitoring the driver and the driver's face specifically. Are they looking for facial expressions? Are they looking for signs of fatigue? Are they looking where the driver's eyes are if they're on the road? Tell me more about that.
Yes, in fact, the software scans the driver and his face. And for instance, if that driver is looking at his phone and he's looking down, an alarm goes off inside his cab and a voice comes on saying, put phone down. That same alert is actually transmitted to headquarters. They get the same alert, so they're aware as well that the driver is not paying attention. You could call it Big Brother. You could say that, look, you're living, there is no privacy. But the drivers in this particular company all agreed to these measures. They said, absolutely, we want to be safe. And we also want, you know, to be, in the case of an accident, God forbid, we want to know that we can prove our innocence in that situation. But yes, it's scanning for expressions, tiredness, yes. And if they're approaching the point where they need to pull over because they've been on the road for X amount of hours and legally they have to pull over, they are reminded constantly until they do that.
Yeah, I definitely can see how this would benefit drivers when you mentioned the accidents and the idea of fraudulent activity, too, because they've got the proof right there that it either was or wasn't their fault. And I think that would, you know, help them with those type of things. What about the consumers, though? That's what I'm curious also. We buy what the truckers are bringing us all around the country here, and it's a huge part of our economy. If we can make trucking more efficient through artificial intelligence, is that going to find its way to the amount I'm paying for goods, do you think?
Well, yes, theoretically. This is still in the early stages. The trucking company I'm with right now today, they've been using this for nearly 5 years. And of course, the software program has improved over those years. There are many companies that don't use it. But to your point, yes, if it becomes more efficient, fuel efficiency, paying less for insurance, and also cutting down on fraudulent accident claims, it's not just going to add to the bottom line for these trucking companies, but they can certainly be much more competitive when it comes to quotes on, transporting the goods. So theoretically, and I can't speak, with any knowledge of knowing for sure, but yes, prices should come down because as the system has become more efficient, that those savings hopefully will be passed on to the consumer as well.
We're wondering just what road artificial intelligence is going to bring us down, and today we are learning about just that. Ashley Webster of the Fox Business Network joins us today from inside the cab of a big rig that's been fitted out with a number of new innovations involving AI. The driver is still human for now, and so are we, so buckle up and stay tuned for more as we team up with the Fox Business Network this week to have a look at the evolution of artificial intelligence and how it's being put into use as we speak. You'll get much more on the other side of this. Now, the big fear with artificial intelligence from a lot of industries and workers are that those workers might be replaced. People who are doing things that can be done by a computer. You mentioned that this particular technology that you're covering today is not any sort of AI driving the truck. It is helping the driver do that. But is there any chatter within this specific industry that eventually drivers will be replaced? Are drivers worried about this? And are they shifting their patterns as a result?
That's a very good question. The owner of this trucking company says he believes that's exactly where this industry is heading, that ultimately you'll have autonomous vehicles that will be run by an artificial program, artificial intelligence program. But then I spoke to the director of operations of this particular company. He said, no, I believe you always need to have some sort of human element. But there is a lot of chatter about it. The question is, are we set up for that? I'm on an interstate now that's very busy. Heavy traffic as we start to get into the rush hour period. How safe would you feel with an 18-wheeler with no one behind the wheel except for an electronic program that, God forbid, could it be hacked? These are the kind of questions. So we're in the very early days of this, but I can tell you that there are those that are convinced that that's where we're headed, that ultimately we're going to have, we're not going to have, but we will have these big transportation vehicles that will be operated with no human beings at all. And what do you think about that? Well, as I say, some say, hey, I think that's the future. Others say, well, I'm not so sure that that's a great idea, but certainly a lot of chatter about it.
And you actually led me into my next question. You've got to see some of this fancy new technology and the bells and whistles that it's doing, but did they show off any sort of safeguards against it as well? Because if we are so reliant on artificial intelligence and this technology, what happens when it does get hacked by someone? What safeguards do they have, at least for the technology you've been seeing here?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. I know, and internet security in general, but there are override, there are provisions for override buttons. So if they feel like that something is not right, that the perhaps someone has hacked in, that the system is going haywire in any way, they will immediately override it and shut it down. Of course, letting all the drivers know that. The drivers go about the job as they would normally. They just have all these extra, all this extra technology in place that will make sure, essentially, to, I don't know if you can hear the beeping in my cab here, that is telling the driver that based on his speed and the weight of the load, that he may be just a little too close to the vehicle in front, which I find absolutely fascinating. It really does micromanage you. So to your question, back to your question though, if indeed it was hacked, there is an override button, so they feel like they have that in hand. It hasn't happened yet, but as this technology becomes more popular and used more, I think the danger of that happening goes up as well.
When I was a kid running around on the highway, we'd see a semi truck and roll down the window and do, you know, the whole honk the horn for us, please, the driver. And then sometimes the driver would honk back at you and the kids, you know, go in the car crazy. I hope that they write that in these AI programs that they can still honk the horn every once in a while to make people happy. Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster, the king of the road today, and highlighting some of the AI features that are coming to surface here in the trucking industry. Ashley, safe travels to you. Thanks for your time and for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.